It's Wednesday. Here we go. Daily podcast time on February 16th. Happy birthday, Mom. We started out by talking some upstart sports leagues. An island completely unaffected by COVID and John's, well, space wet dream, which Steve and I will not be a part of. We heard from Arnold Schwarzenegger. He had a cigar story. A politician from apparently a swing state. Seeger was in song stories today, and John got excited to see that Elvis Costello is heading back out on the road. We spun the wheel of wow, as we do every midweek, and Rich Williams, eye patch guy from Kansas, he checked in for an interesting interview, and we heard about Coachella dropping restrictions. As if any of our listeners plan to go there. Here we go. We're going to the podcast right now. It is The Daily. Enjoy.
You know what I was just thinking about? With all of the spots and all of the talk that was going on right during the course of the season, or at least the ads that were going on during the course of the season, I was surprised that no one from this spring football league placed an ad in the Super Bowl.
The spring football league.
Yeah. There's another football league coming out this spring.
XFL 2?
Yeah. But yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I know. It's not the XFL.
No, but it's not the XFL, but basically that's what it is.
Yeah. Is it the USFL again?
Yeah, I think so.
I won't watch it. I think so.
And I think there is a team called the Stars. I don't know if they're from Philadelphia or not.
Right? I wonder if the NFL said no to putting an ad in the
Super Bowl. But there were ads running during the course of the regular season.
Maybe they, you know what? Not a good sign for the league if they can't afford to pay for a commercial for the Super Bowl.
They also don't seem to have a lot of teams. I think at most they have maybe eight.
It's like an early Nintendo game.
Yeah, right.
You know? Makes sense.
You don't have the RAM.
Speaking of games, right, in Saudi Arabia, right, where we all want to go to play a great game, they have, and you always want to go to a country that has the general authority of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
They have a group that is in charge of entertainment for the country.
Nice. Okay. Bunch of mullahs.
Full Squid Game.
Oh, really?
Full Squid Game experience. You could have it in Saudi Arabia.
Wait, with live ammo?
Well, no. There's no flying bullets, and breakable glass has been replaced with sensors and read lights. Right? But the experience is designed to be as true to the show as possible. Without the death part.
Yeah, right? Without the gore.
Which I usually save for women who have cheated on their husbands. Over the course of COVID, we have gotten some interesting COVID stories that were, are they true? Are they untrue? You don't know how to follow it. Well, here's a new one, all right? There's still one place on Earth, supposedly, that COVID hasn't been an issue at all. It's in the Indian Ocean. It's the North Sentinel Island. All right. And there, the island has 400 or so inhabitants, and they've remained COVID free, but don't think about paying them a visit.
Okay.
Is it a tribe?
Right. It's something like that.
Okay.
Got a scene from Google Earth.
It says here for 60,000 years, but I'm going to go with, I think that's a miss K.
Okay.
They put 60K years. Numerous attempts have been made to explore the island, and the Sentinelese have a reputation for killing visitors on site.
Yeah, right? I would expect it. Watch out for darts.
All right. The island is believed so dangerous that, in fact, the country of India has made it illegal to go within 3 miles of the island.
Wow.
All right. Huh? Here's the only question I have. How do we know they have the Rona?
Yeah,
or if they don't have the Rona.
How do we
know?
Is their database up to date?
We're just making an assumption that no one there has it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of Rocket Man, in case you guys are planning on like getting me a really great birthday gift or something like that.
Sure. When's your birthday again?
July.
Half a year away.
July. All right. But they have announced that they are opening up ticketing for Virgin Galactic.
Okay.
All right. It's a $150,000 deposit on the $450,000 ticket.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. The flight lasts 90 minutes. It reaches a maximum speed of 2,600 miles an hour. All right. And it includes you're only on there with three other passengers.
All right.
All right. You take off from New Mexico. You go through training. You get fitted for an Under Armour spacesuit.
Cool. All right. Got to have the product placement. I get it.
Exactly. Right. let's see what else. You get a future membership into Virgin Galactic's community of future astronauts, which offers exclusive events, trips, and space readiness activities.
All right.
And lastly, if you are a Virgin Galactic astronaut, it also comes with the opportunity to purchase an Astronaut Edition Range Rover.
Are you kidding me?
Right, right.
That's the cheap part of this?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that's the cheap part.
Is it more expensive than the flight?
Right.
Well, you know, if we run Dave's FanDuel spots, every single spot until your birthday,
right,
we might not be able to pay for the deposit. Yeah.
And I still need to hit another exact score.
But we learned that with Land Rovers, you only have to clear off half the snow from the windshield.
Oh, God, that lady. Go to my Instagram, and I think it's up there. Did you put it on the Facebook or on our station stuff, too?
I didn't want to get in
trouble.
We had
a woman in the parking lot after it snowed the other day.
Could have been Caroline Beasley. I didn't want to risk it.
She literally only cleaned off the snow on her windshield from the driver's side. Yeah. The other side was totally frozen over.
A literal face-sized square that she chiseled out.
Steve Vassalotti on Instagram. We put the thing up there. Just go find it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you think? We have a rock and roll party.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
My car gets automatic updates from the mothership.
Okay.
All right. I get in the car this morning, and I remote start the car so it warms up by the time I get outside, because I'm looking at the temperature, and it's like, 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was frigid.
Right, right. And I get out in the car, and I said, it must be really cold because it's not warm in here at all. Right, and I'm driving along, and I'm practically here, and I still have no heat in the car. And that's when I realize, when the car does an update, it drops the temperature to 60 degrees on the car.
Wow.
So I didn't even see what the temperature was, and I'm sitting, I'm freezing. I'm going, God, and I'm looking at it. Is the air conditioning on? I realized, wait a second. I was like,
I'm driving an iPad.
That's basically it. But 25 degrees outside right now. This happened the other night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and the story is so funny, and I haven't had a chance to get to it. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on.
Okay.
And he was telling a story about, remember when him and Danny DeVito did that movie Twins?
Sure. Yeah.
A fun movie, really a fun movie. All right. Well, he told a story about what happened offset and led to onset.
He gives you this cigar, really long one. I put it in my mouth and I light it up, and it was fantastic. We get to the set, we continue on with the scene. I forgot my lines. And so I had to go to the script supervisor, I had to check out the script. I totally forgot everything. Find out then an hour and a half later, when I finally started remembering things again, that Danny put some marijuana in the front of the cigar. I was stoned out of my mind.
That DeVito.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So in Oregon, like in so many other states, they are looking for a new governor. They're going to be voting for a new governor in November. And the primary is coming up, and the Republican primary is coming up. And the Oregon governor has admitted, or this one candidate for Oregon governor, has admitted that him and his wife had explored a swinging lifestyle before deciding that swapping partners wasn't for them, according to a new report. Okay. All right, this guy's name is Stan Pulliam, and he's 40 years old, and he basically said that him and his wife wife of 12 years, had explored relationships, mutual relationships with other couples, and a brief period of time ultimately deciding that it wasn't for them.
But, so his wife wasn't feeling it.
But what showed up, and this is what brought this out, was someone found a ad, right, that was part of a Facebook, a composite post of photos with him and Mackenzie. It said, "Hi, everybody. Mackenzie and I are excited to be added to your little community. Some of you we've already had the pleasure to meet, and we look forward to getting to know the rest of you." All right. They had 536 members at the time, according to the newspaper report.
All right.
So
it's like a swingers group.
Yeah, definitely a swingers group.
It was a big hello.
Yeah, right. And they had pictures of them with other people. Naturally. Then everybody was with clothes. Uh-huh. But yeah, I have to tell you, I have been through a lot of candidates over the course of my life.
Right.
This story is one of the strangest I've ever heard of.
Never been a swinger that's run for office before?
That I know of. And then, and the idea of using it in ads.
There's only one choice for Oregon governor, and that's me, Stan Pulliam. My opponent doesn't have what it takes. My opponent only sleeps with his wife, nobody else. I, on the other hand, do not only sleep with my wife. That's my promise. My opponent has never been in a steam room with two other married couples doing what comes naturally. I have. Has my opponent ever worn a bird mask around dozens of other people also wearing bird masks? A resounding no. So this November, choose the candidate that knows everything there is to know about hot guy on girl on guy on girl on guy on girl action. And that's me, Stan Pulliam. I'm Stan Pulliam, and I approve this message, and I approve of that couple over there, so I think me and my wife are going to go chat with them and see what it leads to.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Bob Seger's Night Moves is the song we're going for today. And basically, Bob gets into this explanation of what life was like, at least for him, before the Beatles.
First time I ever heard the Beatles was in October of 63 in Chelsea, Michigan. I was going to see this girlfriend who I wrote Night Moves about. It's totally about our lifestyle as juniors in high school in 1962, which is straight out of the movie American Graffiti. We all had slick back hair and leather jackets and wore points and Bandlon shirts and Levi's, and we were like phony tough, you know? Of course, your sexual naivety, too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I saw a great music news story this morning, and I'm very, very thrilled about this. Elvis Costello is going back out on the road with the Impossibles, so it'll be Elvis and the original band. Okay. I'm not sure if it's the original, all of the original members. It doesn't say anything about it in the story. But also opening for him is Nick Lowe and his Los Straitjackets band, which is a new band for Nick. But to see these two together again, I'm telling you, I am not going to miss this show. It doesn't kick off until August 6th, and it does in Ohio, and it goes straight through the month into our early September. So I don't even know if there's going to be one here. Tickets are going on sale on the 18th for wherever they're going on sale. But I have not heard about one here in Philadelphia. I can't imagine him not playing here. I'm going to be very upset if he doesn't.
I'm scrolling through the tour right now.
All right. And that's
– he'll be at Parks.
He'll be at Parks?
Yeah.
Really?
August 12th.
August, oh, look at that.
Oh, that's great.
John will be backstage.
Yeah, it'll be terrific. Just, I used to run into Elvis Costello all the time.
Guess what?
It was one of those – what? Oh, my God, it's even better.
John's going to go. He's going to get hammer drunk.
That's it. That's
take a shirt off.
No, he was one of these guys that I literally, during the course of my career, I would literally bump into on a regular basis. I'd be walking past, and I'd go, Elvis? And he'd look at me.
Even at the grocery store.
And I would have to reintroduce myself each time. Not like I was that notable that he would know who I was. But I used to, a little hotel lobbies. Elevators.
Yeah, right?
Right. It happened multiple times. Him and Donovan, those two guys, right?
So random.
It's really totally random. It was just like circles that we traveled in were similar, but we weren't together.
What if Donovan's next to you at the Elvis show at Parks?
I would probably have to kill myself. I probably would. All
right. Dave, get Donovan on the phone.
And there are two artists that could pop up on the Wheel of Wow.
Yep.
So if you got an Elvis Costello song or a Donovan song, you know, hey, they got Wow songs. Text them on into us to MGK, MGK.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Yep, it's the Wheel of Wow. Here in the studio, and as always, this is live on Facebook, and you can see the wheel and how it goes and where it lands, and nobody knows right? But we are always honest, and what you see is where it lands is what we play. All right, and on the wheel this week, David Bowie's Life on Mars is still there. The Pretenders, and Don't Get Me Wrong, is new. All right, Pink Floyd's Run Like Hell, The Splendid Ends, I've Got You, Sneakin' Sally from Robert Palmer. Can't You Hear Me Knocking from the Suns? Oh, man, I'd be happy with that today. All right, I would be really happy with that. Steve Miller's Living in the USA, and four different listener pick slots. So what's it going to be today? Well, first thing we got to do is spin that wheel. What do you got there, Steve? Wow, the thing in the middle is really going wild this morning. Will it be? We haven't had a listener pick in so long. Come on. Wow, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see it. The microphone's blocking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Mark Cohn.
It's the darkest color.
Oh, Mark Cohn. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be beautiful.
I love this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Cohn and... Walking in Memphis.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming to the Excite Center at Parks Casino on May 27th. Tickets are available through parkscasino.com. And joining us now is our buddy Rich Williams. Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing great.
Just living life, footloose, and COVID-free?
So far.
So let me ask you, you guys have 23 albums that you've put out over the years. When did the band actually start? What year was the band officially out on the road, first album?
That would have been, I believe, 74 is when we first hit the road, maybe 73. It's kind of hard to remember. I know we had to sit on the album for almost a year.
How come?
Record companies, you can throw out the rules today, but back then, they would have their certain slots that they would schedule for release date.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were unknown and probably low men on the totem pole. And so they were waiting for the right time to release it. So we hurried and recorded it and then sat and did nothing. It's very frustrating for us, still living in Kansas at the time, and we're still hanging around the local music store, and I thought you guys did an album. We did. We went to New York for 2 or 3 weeks, and meanwhile, no income, so mm-hmm. we set up our own Kansas tour, where we played every spot that we possibly could in the state, just to pay for the overhead of stuff, and finally... The album was released, and we got put on as an opening act on a few tours.
Over the years, I mean, you've had to have played everywhere and anywhere. Offhand, greatest place you ever played, worst gig you ever played?
Greatest place, there's a few. Red Rocks is just such an iconic place to mm-hmm. play. That's a great one. The Gorge in Washington is spectacular. Most memorable might be Sofia, Bulgaria, just because we had never been anywhere like that before, uh-huh. behind the old Iron Curtain. And we get there knowing not what to expect, and there was people in the streets, waiting for us to pull into our hotel.
Wow.
And the question was, what took you so long? And it's like, well, we were never invited. We did not know we had a following here. And the show the next day, people sang along with everything.
Wow.
And playing Dust in the Wind, being, quiet acoustic on stage. It was shocking to hear them singing so loudly that not could you hear them, but you could actually hear the Bulgarian accent. and it was a surreal moment. What am I doing here? And so that was one of the most memorable. Worst gig.
There's got to be one that pops up in dreams and go, oh, no, not again.
Well, I think one of the more, it's a funny worst dream and very memorable. And it's not like the show was bad. It was just very uncomfortable. Was we played in Minnesota. It was called Nudestock.
Okay.
the title explains itself. And this was in the 90s and the bus days, which was the dark ages for us. Classic rock hadn't really made much of a rebound yet. It was just old rock at the time. And so it seemed like a bright spot on the horizon. Oh, we're going to go to play Nudstock, and it'll be awesome. And you see, you're picturing all these beautiful women running around naked.
Never.
It was like going into a Piggly Wiggly and suddenly everybody was naked. or Walmart.
Oh,
and
no.
I think some of the more disturbing parts of it were people had their blankets and chairs, and it'd be the guy standing in front of you with tennis shoes and a hat on doing the helicopter playing air guitar.
Oh my God.
Or just people sitting, you know, on their blankets, and you're just staring right at old Jack Nasty Face while you're trying to play.
Is that the shortest show you guys have ever played?
Played a normal set. I know Alan Parsons' band was on that.
Uh-huh.
They were mortified. Foreigner was on the show also, and they had the time of their life. we were somewhere in the middle.
I don't know how long your tours last nowadays. I mean, you probably go out in pieces. That seems what everybody's doing nowadays. But when you're gearing up for a tour, what is it that you look forward to, and what is it that, like, oh my God, I got to deal with that again?
The dealing with is always the travel.
Mm-hmm.
But I've made peace with that a long time ago. It's like it just comes with the territory. You know, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to get used to the travel. You can hate it and twist and turn yourself into knots, or find a way to make peace with it.
Most of the people I know who are no longer in bands are no longer in bands because they just can't handle the travel anymore. It's gotten to the point where it's like, you know what, enough of that.
We've been doing this by the end of this year, it'll be 50 years since we...
Wow.
The five of the six of us got together, and then Carrie joined us. We'll be probably around October or November of this year.
So 50th anniversary show at Nudefest? Nudstock, whatever it's called?
if you didn't want to see them then, you don't want to see them now.
Here's the twist.
That's true.
Here's the twist. Instead of the audience be naked, you guys are naked on stage. Don't tell anybody. Yeah. Just walk out naked.
No, that won't happen. Yeah. I think every musician I know has woke up from that nightmare of you're on stage and you're naked.
For us, it's when the music stops. The record ended and you didn't have another one. You know, that's the DJ nightmare. And from what retired friends tell me, it doesn't necessarily go away.
Yeah. Well, it's retired musicians. I've known a lot of them. Yeah, you know, ones that used to be in this band.
Mm-hmm.
And... you run into them and you kind of see that little glimpse of regret.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, did I bail out too soon?
Right.
And my answer is yes. I signed up to be a musician, you know, in my teens. And I just plan on following it to the bitter end.
For some people, you're in a band, you start out small, you know, you go from clubs to maybe theaters, then theaters to possibly arenas to festivals, you know, and then, you know, you start working the other way around. And a lot of people don't get is it's the reason why you do it. They go, well, why wouldn't you stop? The reason why you do it is because, well, this is what I do. I perform. I mean, I do this for the performance of it. It's the thrill I get. And I think a lot of people don't understand that about musicians.
Some people get in it for fame and fortune,
mm-hmm.
and they grab it and they go. Growing up in the Midwest, we're kind of blue-collar guys that actually enjoy the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very satisfying. We had a period in time where we didn't do this for a few years. And then we started doing it again. And I can remember... went on the stage. At the time, we had a curtain in front of us that opened as we started. And looking at Phil and just going, this is what has been missing for the last 2-3 years.
Right.
Was this moment where the show is about to start, the curtains open, and off you go. There is nothing in life that replaces that in a musician's heart.
No, that's for sure. No, it's all about the performance. It really is. Well, Rich Williams, our guest, Kansas, coming to Parks Casino's Excite Center on May 27th. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get them through parkscasino.com. Rich, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
You take care.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Speaking of concerts, Coachella and Stagecoach have announced that they've dropped all COVID-19 precautions for their April festivals. Attendees will no longer be required to wear masks or show proof of vaccination or a negative test result. Their website actually says, I'm quoting this exactly, there is no guarantee, expressed or implied, that those attending the festival will not be exposed to COVID-19.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Let's check out the bands that are going to be there.
Welcome back to Coachella. Coachella. No guarantee that those attending the festival will not be exposed to COVID-19. Two weekends in April, featuring bands like Hot and Clammy,
Coco Positive,
Blowin' Chunks,
Still Woozy,
The Transmitters,
It's Just Hay Fever,
All Test Positive,
Wheezy,
Stink Breath,
The Sick Memes,
Last Chance,
Lung Capacity Zero,
Infirmary,
The Daily Sickness,
Pomegranate Hurl,
The Unmasked,
and 350 more. Concert lineup could change at any time.
No refunds.
No responsibility for anything.
Tickets, food, lodging, and parking fees have been jacked up to make up for last year.
You've been warned.
Rain or shine.
Be there.
It's John DeBella.
This isn't even a show. You're just making stuff up.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.